Stephen Colbert, "If Kyle Rittenhouse didn't break the law, we should change the law." By Warner Todd Houston on November 23, 2021. CBS's left-wing late show host Stephen Colbert railed against America's current laws, saying that if Kyle Rittenhouse really didn't break the law, we should change the law. Last Friday, Rittenhouse was declared innocent of the five felony counts lodged against him for his part in the wounding of one and the deaths of two BLM protesters who physically attacked him during a riot in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in August of 2020. The verdict sent Colbert reeling. The big news on Friday was that after being accused of crossing state lines, killing two people and wounding another last year during a Black Lives Matter protest, Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted on all counts, Colbert began a segment saying. Cards on the table, I am not a legal expert, so I can't tell you whether or not Kyle Rittenhouse broke the law. But I can tell you this, if he didn't break the law, we should change the law. That seems simple. Watch below. It was not clear exactly which law that Colbert wanted changed, though. Is the TV host furious that people can freely cross state lines, something that is currently a constitutional right? Perhaps Colbert is upset that then-17-year-old Rittenhouse was able to defend himself with a firearm after 27-year-old Anthony Huber began beating the teen with a skateboard? Perhaps Colbert is vexed that Rittenhouse was able to stop five-time convicted child rapist and frequently violent mental patient Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, from beating him up that night. Colbert went on to rail against the teen, saying, "So, Rittenhouse was found not guilty, but only a complete moron would celebrate this clear tragedy by making this guy a hero." The CBS host also did not mention that all three of the men the teen defended himself against were in Kenosha during a riot that cost the city $50 million in damages from so-called protesters torching stores and destroying property. Nor did Colbert mention that the third man, Gage Grosskreutz, 26, the one Rittenhouse only wounded, admitted on the stand he had pointed his own gun at the teen before Rittenhouse raised his rifle and fired. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.